Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves as we launch into hour number one. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site there, completely free. And we do we'll just give it away. Those other radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you for their websites. We do it for free at freetalklive.com. So do enjoy those. On the way, we've got the latest on the Boston sign scare from last week. You won't believe what has happened in this particular case. I guess you can believe it, but it's pretty sad. It's a disappointing end to all of this hullabaloo. That's all on the way. Your calls as well about anything. As we go to the phones to start things out here tonight and talk to John in Salem, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark. Hello, John.
Hi, guys. Nice to hear Julia's voice there.
Yes, indeed.
I'm hearing rumors that you may have lost a major sponsor, and I'm wondering if this will be an opportunity for Free Talk Live.
I don't know how those rumors would have gotten started. It's not true. Mark,
okay.
as the salesman behind the show, is this a rumor? Is this fact? I mean, what's going on? Have I been in the dark? Have we lost a major sponsor?
We have not lost any major sponsors. No one has.
Have we lost a minor sponsor?
We have lost no sponsors.
Okay, good.
No one has pulled out that I know of as far as sponsoring anything.
I'm happy to hear that.
So there you go, John.
Well, since you mentioned the Boston thing, I just threw away some notes when I did hear that show. I thought it was crazy. All these people in Boston were patting each other on the backs with that sign scare thing.
Yeah.
It was a completely crazy thing going on. They had found 9 signs out of something like 29 or 39 or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, there was a lot of them. Yeah,
that they were throwing around, and they were all telling each other what a good job they had done. And for me personally, I commuted south on that day and saw a state trooper parked on the side of the highway, and it reminded me that the government does a funny thing. They put so-called law enforcement people on the sides of the roads in the case of when there's some threat going on to try to make us all feel safer.
Mm-hmm.
And I was driving in, commuting, and a fellow that I work with, who, by the way, does not drink, he does not speed, he does not do anything on the road that's illegal. He tends to go a little bit slow. He's an older fellow.
Okay.
And he comments sometimes that the biggest threat that he sees on his way to and from work are the police.
Absolutely.
So when they say they put that there to make us feel comfortable.
You have to change lanes to get around them. They create a disturbance in the middle of the road. Why don't they pull people over it farther? I don't understand. Why do they let people pull over to the side of the road? I've had cops want me to pull over to the side of the road. I'm not going to just sit there on the side of the road and, be in danger. There's cars going by at 50, 60, 70, 80 miles an hour.
Beyond that, Mark, my point is just their mere presence does not make people feel more comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And before my time is up here, thinking that you were maybe losing a major sponsor, it caused me to reconsider. I have not join the Amplifier team. I was thinking maybe it's time for me to step up. The rumor included an early sponsor who one of my criticisms of them was that their presence was way too much on the Internet. And I wonder if there's anything that people can do to support Free Talk Live, like just sending a check. If they don't want to sign up for a monthly thing.
Oh, yeah, there are certainly alternatives.
We all can do that.
Yep.
And I want to say thank you to all that you're doing. Thank you to everybody there at Free Talk Live and all the listeners and supporters.
Thank you, John.
And thank the major sponsors for not rushing to judgment.
For not bailing out.
Our sponsors have a great weekend, and I look forward to seeing you at your other sponsors' thing coming up.
You're going to the Liberty Forum, I take it.
Well, I'm looking at that as a possibility.
You better look at it quick, because
the sponsor hasn't dropped you.
They're gonna sell out, from what I hear. So you might want to get on board.
Well, like I did with the 1,000 pledge, I'm going to leave room for others.
Okay.
If they sell out, then I know where I am.
We definitely want to see you there. And thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. And to answer his question, yes. There are alternatives to the AMP program. The way AMP is set up is to send in a certain amount of dollars per month on a monthly basis to the show, and that's the way 99.9% of our amplifiers do it. There are some who would prefer an alternative option, and there are alternatives, money order, personal check.
Mail it on in.
Mail it in. Yep, you can do it that way. It's just a little bit more difficult for you, a little bit more difficult for us. But what am I going to do, turn down money? I mean, come on.
I don't think it's much more difficult for us, so...
Well, I have to sign the back of a check.
Well, you don't have to sign checks at the deposit in the bank.
What?
You don't have to sign checks at the deposit in the bank.
You...
If it's endorsed to you, you don't have to sign a check that you put in the bank.
Are you sure about that?
I'm absolutely sure.
I'm pretty sure you do. If you've got one of those by-mail banks.
My wife was a teller most of her life.
Okay, well, this is a by-mail bank.
Well, I don't know anything about a by-mail bank.
You have to sign and you have to endorse, at least.
I don't think you do.
And I'm pretty sure you're wrong.
If you've got your name on it on an account, it doesn't matter. But I'm telling you, I go to the bank, two different ones that we have, mm-hmm. and I deposit checks that are not signed for us all the time.
All right, well, anyway, there are options, and you can go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about that. That's amp.freetalklive.com. All right, so, Mark, we've got the latest on the Cartoon Network flap from Boston. I'm going to give that to you here in a moment, but we're going to turn to John Stossel first because I guess he's got an opinion about all of this. And it's worth sharing, yes?
Yep, from John Stossel. A few weeks ago, men working for an advertising agency installed light screens in cities to promote a Cartoon Network program. No one seemed alarmed by the signs featuring cartoon characters flipping the bird until suddenly, weeks after the promotion began, the Boston police decided the city might still be under terrorist attack. So, bringing the parts of the city to a standstill. I'm sorry, my computer's making noise here. The first was found at an interstate ramp. The Boston Globe reported forcing the shutdown of the northbound side of the interstate and tying up traffic for hours. The state police bomb squad blew the object apart with a water cannon. Then, in quick response sequence, reports of similarly suspicious devices flooded police lines, sending anti-terrorism forces to over a dozen locations. Commerce was disrupted. Transportation routes were paralyzed. Residents were stranded, Suffolk District Attorney Daniel Connolly complained. The news media went wild, with television stations interrupting programs for alerts and breathless TV reporters talking about terrorism threat.
Yes, they sure did.
This went on all day. Turner Broadcasting, owner of the Cartoon Network, apologized to the city, but Boston Mayor Thomas Menino says...
He wanted blood!
He wanted FCC to revoke Turner's license for its TBS station.
Wait a minute. Really? I don't remember hearing that part.
No,
seriously?
I guess.
The mayor of Boston actually believes that the FCC gives out cable licenses? I don't think they do that, do they?
I thought that TBS had a... I thought there was a WTBS in Atlanta.
No,
I don't think so. I'm certainly not a TV expert.
I don't know about that. Maybe there is. If you're in Atlanta and you can answer that question, I'd be interested to know about that. 1-800-259-9231. But, I mean, even if they revoked their Atlanta television license, Turner Broadcasting System is, I believe, what TBS stands
yeah,
for.
Yeah, it does.
And that's a nationwide thing, TBS.
Yeah. I don't know. It's outrageous. In this post-9/11 world... that a company could use this type of marketing scheme, Menino said. After the perpetrators, two young men who'd been paid to promote the Cartoon Network, were arrested, and TV stations aired comments like, I can't believe someone would be so stupid as to do that. Then they wouldn't lock them, they shouldn't lock them up forever, but they should lock them up for a long time. The TV anchors nodded gravely in response.
You've got to be kidding me.
Hello? Why are the perpetrators the stupid ones? Why don't the media rant about how stupid Boston authorities are for shutting down the entire city?
Well, we were ranting about that on Free Talk Live.
We were the only ones, though. Because they
thought... Well, us and Stossel, apparently.
Light screens, part of a terrorist plot. And why does the Boston Globe write about enraged city officials rather than foolish officials? After all, the signs were installed 3 weeks earlier in 9 cities, including New York, Philadelphia, Chicago, San Francisco, and Los Angeles.
He asks why, and I think it has something to do with just this government worship that we have in this country. These people just worship the government. They believe
they
that
do.
They're infallible. They believe that they're wonderful. They believe they're here to protect us.
And I understand, the government fails us every single day. It fails.
Over and over.
You know, all it does is replies media, or it supplies mediocre work for us. It's crappy.
1-800-259-9231. Not only is it mediocre and crappy, but it's also dangerous. I mean, all of this overreaction in this particular case could have really caused some serious problems. More on the way, could have freaked some people out. I mean, could have caused heart attacks. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Shelly, you look Oh, wait, why did you turn that down?
I get so tired of that girl's squeaky voice. I'm sure the bed fan works, but that squeaky voice.
Well, what's the bed fan?
It's a fan that helps hot sleepers stay cool at night.
I could use something like that. This menopause thing is really getting to me at night, and you know how I am about doing that hormone therapy thing. Besides, you're a hot sleeper yourself. You're always throwing the covers off in the middle of the night.
I guess you're right. Why don't we try it? Just think how nice it'll be to sleep through the night.
Yeah, and just think how nice it'll be this summer and all the money we can save on air conditioning.
I know where we can get some more information.
Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? The bedfan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
That's bed, F-A-N.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
You can take control of the airwaves. Toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the packet8.net toll free line for you. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site completely free, including the wiki, over 1,000 pages created by listeners like you. It's like the listener editable version of the website at wiki.freetalklive.com. That's WIKI, wiki.freetalklive.com. And what's your liberty issue? Is it the right to bear arms? Register now for the February 2007 New Hampshire Liberty Forum happening in less than 2 weeks. Panelists include pro-Second Amendment New Hampshire state representatives and gun organizations, as well as Bill Westmiller, the national chairman of the Republican Liberty Caucus. Visit freestateproject.org/libertyforum for more information to get registered as well. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Talking about the story that broke the news headlines across America a week ago today. I think it was about a week ago today or so. And it was from Boston, and it really wasn't much of a story until some Boston power-mongering freaks in government decided to make it a story. There were some flashing signs that had been put up around the city 3 weeks prior to a week ago, and somebody, it wasn't even a bus driver from what I heard it was just somebody on a bus.
Oh, okay.
Somebody on a bus spotted one of these flashing Aqua Teen Hunger Force signs. And they called in a report to the police because they believed there was something scary about it.
Right. You know, it. The funny thing is nobody's going to put a flashing light on the top of their bomb. They want to put a bomb out there so they can blow stuff up. Not so that they can draw
attention to the bomb. Yeah.
I mean, I heard, I don't know, some stupid talk show out of Boston where the woman is a police spokesperson, and she's talking about, well, some movie that came out just recently had bombs that had flashing things on them.
We don't live in a movie.
No, we're not battling the Joker, okay? This isn't the Riddler that we're after here. And if these cops think that that is who they're after, they need to be not in the job. You're not Batman, pal. You direct traffic and give out tickets.
And
you're just you're a fundraiser with guns.
As we pointed out.
Pulling out let's take out the big bomb truck. We get the big bomb truck.
Yep.
How about the helicopter? We get all the toys today.
Yeah, you're right, Mark. All this was just nothing more than the police getting to show off all their equipment.
A bunch of overgrown boys playing with their toys is what this was. And it cost the taxpayers of Boston $1 million.
Almost $1 million.
And it cost $2 million to Turner Broadcast.
We're going to get to that in a moment. We're going to get to the very disappointing end to this story here in moments, but actually we're in the midst of John Stossel and his opinion on all this, which, no surprise, it pretty much echoes our opinion. As we had pointed out, this wasn't a story about a bomb scare as much as it was about a stupid bunch of government officials that acted like this was a big deal when it wasn't.
John Stossel agrees. After all, the signs were installed 3 weeks earlier in 9 other cities, including New York, Philadelphia, Chicago, San Francisco, and Los Angeles. Authorities didn't freak out. The Associated Press reported there was no immediate signs of anyone panicking. Removal of the signs was low-key. These signs had been in place in Boston. Some of them had been in place in Boston for up to 2 weeks. Mayor Menino said that, but there was only panic in Boston. Mayor Menino said that there were more than
$500,000. Of the government response. The panic was a direct result of government response.
Right. There was $500,000 spent to send dozens of federal, state, and city bomb and terrorist experts to investigate this flashing light. But he blamed the young men, not himself. The Boston Globe reports Turner Broadcasting acknowledged that it never sought approval or alerted authorities that it would put up the signs.
Why should he take responsibility? Why should the government agencies take responsibility for what they created?
I'm just
they
wondering.
They did this.
You know, if a flashing sign can be a bomb, then can't anything be a bomb?
Sure.
I mean, if this flashing sign can be a bomb and they have to send out, spend $500,000 and shut down the city to do it, couldn't the tree be a bomb?
Well, speaking
couldn't
of
the car I'm driving be a bomb? Couldn't some trash I throw out my window be a bomb?
How about some other flashing signs? I was just crossing the street today here in Keene, New Hampshire, and when you press the little street crossing button, you know how you wait for the indicator to show you that you can walk across the street? Well, when the indicator goes to the walk indication, it goes...
Yeah,
that's kind of a scary, loud noise. Maybe that means there's a bomb about to go off. Why don't everybody should just hit the ground whenever they hear a loud noise and see flashing lights? Because apparently that's what the government's suggested response is.
You know, why couldn't somebody have taken a screwdriver and put a bomb inside the city crossing light? I just don't understand.
Right.
If we think there's a bomb around every corner, why are we going out? Why aren't the streets of Boston shut down constantly? This is the most stupidest, ridiculous story I've ever heard.
Well, if we
and
shut
I
the
cannot
streets,
believe. I cannot believe that so many sheep in Boston just follow along. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
the police were good.
Yeah.
They were doing the right thing. No, they weren't. They're a bunch of boobs. All those people, their pay should be docked for even driving a bomb truck out there.
But that's just
all
it,
the way
Mark.
Down to the corporal who agreed to do it.
But you can say this should happen and this should happen and, this should be what the response is. But they don't respond in the way that anybody normal would respond. They don't. The government agencies don't respond as though, for instance, a private security agency would respond. If this was a private security agency that was in charge of making sure people were safe, they would have sent out one guy. He would have taken a look at it, realized it was a light bright board, called it back in and said, hey, guys, no big deal. All right, let's go back to enjoying our donuts and coffee. But no, the government has no fiscal responsibility whatsoever, so they can go ahead and blow this up to as big of a proportion as they want to. There's no consequences for them, ever. And this is a perfect example of how they can just do whatever they want to do, make everybody get all scared and get upset, and then they can point the finger somewhere else as though it's not their fault for doing what they did. They did this. They created this response. They created the hubbub surrounding it, and then they act like it's no big deal what they did and that they should have spent this
it's
half
like
a million dollars.
It's like they're a force of nature. They're just doing whatever they're supposed to do, and we're supposed to react to it. No, these are living, breathing human beings that made decisions to send out all these trucks, spend this half a million, I've heard his number as high as three quarters of a million dollars in taxpayer money, shut down the city. How much revenue was shut down, what was prevented from being made with the harbor and the city being shut down?
More than half $1 million, I can tell you
and
that.
And none of these stupid bureaucrats are held responsible.
They won't ever
none
be.
None of them are called fools.
They
none
won't
of them
ever.
Called nitwits.
Only here on Free Talk Live will they be called fools. Only John Stossel. Only people who would look at it from our perspective, which people like us apparently aren't in the city of Boston.
God, you know, I would just love that there was one Boston cop that was listening to this and could call in and just make some attempt to defend this, because this is the dumbest story
yes,
I've
it is.
Ever
it's the most
seen.
Absurd story of the year.
God.
It really is. John Stossel, does he have more thoughts?
He does. Good Lord, if advertisers now have to apologize for not seeking prior approval from authorities for putting up signs, what have we come to? One of the men charged...
A pathetic slave state.
One of the men charged, Peter Berdowski, or whatever, Berdowski, said, it's kind of ridiculous that they're making these statements on TV that we must not be safe from terrorism because they were up there 3 weeks and no one noticed. It's pretty commonsensical to look at the signs and say, there's a piece of art and installation. Terrorism is horrible, but your chances of dying in a terrorist attack are relatively low, especially a terrorist attack that blinks and shoots you the bird.
Yes.
God. You're more likely to be killed hitting a deer with your car. 200 Americans die on average every year from car collisions with deer.
Lightning strikes, I think, are a little bit more likely. Than
I'm sure you are.
You probably
coconuts kill people,
mm-hmm.
including the toll from 9/11. The average number of Americans to die each year from international terrorism since 1981 is 145. So that's still less than deer. Excessive fear from terrorism hurts Americans, too. After 9/11, many people chose to drive rather than fly, leading to 1,000 additional deaths in automobile wrecks. 1,000. Boston's crazy reaction reinforces the theme that I've been sounding in recent columns. Decentralization of authority is always better than centralized power.
I agree with that. 1-800-259-9231. More about the Boston insanity here in moments. Your calls as well about anything. It is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the Packet8.net toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there completely free, including archives and entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the website for your download and convenience at freetalklive.com.
If you have a child in your life, be they son, daughter, or sibling, give them financial literacy. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton teaches a child the basics of finance, money management, and real estate investment. School doesn't teach kids about money. Only their loved ones can do that. Give your special child A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich. Order it at akidsjourney.com. That's akidsjourney.com or call 1-800-657-5066. That's 800-657-5066.
And it is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And Julia, obviously a new voice on the show this evening. Many of you probably never heard her before, so we're probably going to get to know her as time continues to go on.
She's just sitting here taking it all in so far.
She is. She's doing a fine job of that. And we're going to get back into the story from Boston, this just absurd story about the signs, the flashing Aqua Teen Hunger Force signs that caused so much uproar, so much controversy for... what reason? I'm still not too sure what the excuse of the authorities for their overblown response was in this particular case, but the results have been pretty dismal. The end of this story is really disappointing, and I'll bring that to you here in moments, but we're going to the phones first and talk to Nick in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark. Hello, Nick.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Nick.
I want to say quickly, I'm probably going to be headed up to Ed Brown's at some point this week.
Oh, excellent.
But that being said, I want to go back to the income tax arguments just for
okay.
a minute.
Okay.
I think there's a lot to be said for not paying your taxes because they're burdensome and you shouldn't let people steal from you. But as to the argument that the income tax is inconstitutional, I've read the 16th Amendment a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never seen really any wiggle room, except that people claim it wasn't properly ratified, but I think that's kind of a long shot.
I can't imagine that it made it. It was a very controversial amendment from the beginning. I can't imagine that somehow they managed to slide it there in. An amendment managed to slide it in when nobody paying attention. There were people that were against it. Why didn't they raise a ruckus then? I mean, could you just slide an amendment into our Constitution now without somebody kicking
up a fuss?
Yeah,
it's awfully conspiratorial sounding, isn't it?
Possibly. I mean, it may not have been so much opposed because it only, at the time, the way the proposed tax codes were written only targeted the very wealthy.
Well, if it wasn't opposed, though, and the wealthy have a great big old voice in government, but if it wasn't opposed, then it would have been ratified properly, and then there's no problem.
Right.
You see, so it was either opposed or it wasn't. It was either ratified or it wasn't, but it doesn't really go that it was unopposed but unratified.
To me, all of it is moot. I mean, it doesn't matter to me at all. It's right versus wrong, and it's wrong to tax people. It's wrong to turn them into slaves. So it doesn't really matter to me whether it was passed or ratified or not.
Well, I agree with you, but I think some people are going to fall on their face if Congress actually... I mean, the argument I've heard is that there isn't a lot to pay income taxes. Generally, people make the argument there isn't a lot to pay income taxes, so I'm not going to pay.
That is the argument that a lot of people make.
Even if there is no law, it seems pretty clear to me that Congress can level... I mean, can I just read the amendment very quickly? It's very short.
Yeah.
The Congress shall have power to lay and collect taxes on incomes from whatever source derived without apportionment among the several states and without regard to any census or enumeration. So basically, I mean... I've heard a lot of wishy-washy arguments about what's income and what's not.
Mm-hmm.
And I really think people are going to fall on their face for making that argument, even if they have good intentions. Because even if there isn't a law that the average worker has to pay incomes, it's clear that they can just make one.
That's why I'm concerned about the people who take that particular position, the people that say, well, there is no law. I mean, they would come back by saying, well, the reason why they haven't just made a law is because it'd be unconstitutional for them to make that particular law because of the way direct income taxes and apportionment. And, like, there's a lot of technical legalese sort of terms in regards to the income tax that I don't really know too much about, but the income tax experts, the tax freedom experts, would very easily be able to pull out and say, well, Nick, you know, the reason why they aren't making these laws is because they can't. It's unconstitutional for them to make these laws, so therefore they won't ever be able to. I don't know if I agree with them or not, which is why, to me, again, it's all just a moot point because it's just wrong to tax people.
Right. And they could, I mean, in today's society, sadly, they could probably pass another amendment if they had to justify the taxes.
They could.
I think there would be, as it stands right now.
They don't need to. Right now what they have is a Supreme Court that stands behind them. The Supreme Court stands behind them and says, well, all of these tax arguments are frivolous, and it's clear that there are legal income taxes, and you're going to jail if you don't pay them. So they don't really have to jump through all those hoops for us. They don't have to answer any of the questions. They don't have to do anything. They have the guns, and they're not afraid to use them. That's what it all boils down to.
Well, yes and no. I mean, the courts have ruled both ways, so there's an interesting situation where you have some courts saying there's a law and some
That's
don't.
True, but also, even though the courts have ruled both ways, the courts won't allow you to bring the negative, or the courts won't allow you to bring the anti-tax court rulings into court. So it's almost as though that they didn't rule at all.
Yeah, and do you really want to take that chance? Do you want to go to court and say maybe they'll let me and maybe they won't let me discuss some of these ambiguous rulings?
I don't. That's why I'm paying my taxes.
Right, I don't either. I mean, when it all comes down to it, I don't want to go to jail.
I guess the question becomes, what is it going to take to get you to stop paying your taxes?
That's a very good question. I'm not exactly sure yet. I've given it some careful thought, so...
Do you think it would be a certain number of people who also decided to stop paying taxes, sort of like a first 1,000 pledge for taxes?
Yeah, I'm kind of waiting to see right now... A good number of the free staters that I've met in and around Keene haven't paid income tax in many years. So
that's true.
I'm just kind of waiting to see if they're going to get away with it for quite a while or if they all end up
how it goes.
Tossing the pokey, yeah.
Yeah, it's true. There's a chance that they will be let slide. They've certainly been let slide for a long time. There's also a slight chance that the government will decide to take to pick on one of them. But if they do, then I don't think they really understand what they're going to be getting into, because there's a lot of people that are going to stand behind those free staters. I know who you're talking about, like Russell Canning and others who have not paid federal income tax in a long, long time. I know I'm going to stand behind them. I know that probably most everybody that is in the area is going to as well. So I don't think they quite understand what they're getting into if they decide to make a move like that.
No, I don't think they do.
Very good, Nick. Hey, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing
so
from you.
So what are they getting into if they make a move like that?
They're going to get into a little bit of a messy situation, I think.
How so?
Well, I don't think they realize the people that they're going up against.
Well, I mean, what difference does it make? They've got all the guns. It doesn't matter.
They do have all the guns, but we certainly made a difference with Lauren Canario down in New London, Connecticut. She probably would still be in jail if it weren't for the efforts of the Free Staters.
You've certainly made a stink around her being jailed.
Right. Calling up the prosecutors, calling up the judges, calling up the people involved in the case, and letting them know that we're watching and that we're not forgetting about these people, and that they're cared about. They're individuals who we appreciate and we like and we want to see set free. And I don't think that they were expecting that. And as a result, they let Lauren Canario out probably earlier than they might have otherwise.
They seem to have let her out early.
It's speculation on my part, for sure. But I think that as more people come here as part of the Free State Project, it's going to become even more and more difficult for these federal agents to get away with the things that they've been able to get away with impunity.
They certainly have gotten away with impunity. I don't know. I mean, I just wanted to know what is it you're planning to do?
I don't think there is a plan per se, Mark. Mm-hmm. I mean, it really seems like mostly what we've been doing so far is just reacting. I mean, we've all been taking the shots as they come and trying to figure out exactly what the feds are doing. For instance, you've got Dave Ridley, who's the next target of the feds. He's going to another court hearing in March. We don't know what's going to come of that. But I know that us being behind him is certainly going to give him better odds than he would have without us being here, don't you think?
Doesn't hurt, that's for sure.
All right, 800-259-9231 is the toll-free Packet8.net line for you. Also on the way, the latest in the Boston Aqua Teen Hunger Force case. It's really not such a positive finish. It's really kind of disappointing. More on the way. We'll give you that story coming up. 800-259-9231, Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lyons with today's Car Clinic Minute. Ask Shirley MacLaine, and she may tell you she was Marie Antoinette or even Zeus in another life. Believe that or not, I'll tell you about some real automotive reincarnations when I come back.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Cindy. Wow,
This is the second time I've seen you at the gas station this week.
Ah, the life of a soccer mom. I'm always gassing up.
If this is the story of your life, make your next oil change a change to Royal Purple High Performance Oil. Royal Purple can reduce fuel consumption by as much as 5%. So go to royalpurple.com for a dealer near you.
Royal Purple, the performance oil that outperforms.
You won't need a seance to see where your old car might have gone. Just drive to your new car dealer, because 12 million vehicles were recycled last year. Thanks to Open Loop Recycling, any scrap of steel liquefied in the process melting furnace can be reformed into any shape. That means fenders of old Crown Vicks or Caprices might reincarnate as hoods of brand new Mercedes. And like the mythological phoenix, steel conquers its trial by fire and is actually strengthened in the recycling process. I'm Bobby Likas.
Brought to you by Royal Purple Synthetic Oil, the performance oil that outperforms.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, totally free. We do ask that you voluntarily support the show by buying some stuff at amazon.freetalklive.com. That's where you can go to shop and get virtually anything that you need in life. 35 categories of products, everything from books to office products to sporting goods, accessories, clothing, DVDs, it's all there for you. Amazon.freetalklive.com, free Super Saver shipping on many of the products that you'll find there. And the best part is, not only are you getting great deals and great shipping deals, but also a percentage of your sale will go to benefit Free Talk Live if you shop through Amazon.freetalklive.com. Again, Amazon.freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones, to the fun, Owen in Washington, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark. Hello, Owen.
Yeah, I just heard that guy, Nick, from New Hampshire, talking about the 16th Amendment.
Yeah.
Now, there was a case, I was just trying to look it up here while it's on hold.
Okay.
I've read it before, where it clearly stated, in the United States Supreme Court clearly stated, the 16th Amendment confers no new powers of taxation. And the Pollock versus Farmers Loan...
Then why did we get a 16th Amendment if it doesn't give any new... new ways of taxing.
They're trying to fool everybody, right, Owen?
Yes and no. It further limits the collection of an income tax and further and defines it as an excise tax, which can only be on a tax on privileged activities. You earning a living is not a privilege, it's a right.
Okay.
You have the right to contract with you, me, anyone out there.
How come all these people are going to jail?
Because we have an uninformed society.
I understand that they're uninformed, but why are the courts allowing this to happen if the Supreme Court has already ruled otherwise?
Because it allows for an inconsistency in the courts. The United States Supreme Court won't touch it anymore because they've already ruled on it.
These are old
times.
Rulings, right? These are old. I mean, the ruling that you're reading from when?
This has been after the 16th Amendment has been passed.
Mm-hmm.
Then before that, there was already a Supreme Court ruling saying they can't levy a direct tax on citizens. And then after that, this says the 16th Amendment confers no new powers of taxation. If they couldn't lay a direct tax on the pay of citizens before the 16th Amendment, 16th Amendment confers no new powers of taxation, they can't do it after the amendment.
So why wouldn't the judge allow those, in the Ed Brown case, allow the Ed Brown to bring up those points?
Because the courts are corrupt, straight up.
We
have a corrupt court system.
What do we do? We go to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project.
I'm already here.
Right.
Well, there's been a man who went to jail, and he wrote an excellent book. In fact, you guys should have him on the show. He can explain this a lot better than I can.
Who's that?
His name is John Baptist Kottmeyer, Jr.
John Baptist.
And what book did he write?
He wrote the book Piercing the Illusion.
Okay. And what's that?
And you can, well, it's basically, it's, it goes into the whole biblical side of the taxes, the whole biblical government, and then it goes through the legal side of what the law says about the income tax.
Right. So I goes through,
he's actually been to jail. He was wrongfully arrested after he even had the, basically he had the prosecutor admit he was right. But you're still going to go to jail because we don't want the truth out.
Yeah, well, it figures. I mean, that's what we've been seeing here, case after case, time after time, is the federal government will, it colludes with itself to prevent itself from being overturned.
Should get this guy on as a guest. I have his number around here.
I just, you know, it's just...
It's too hard to chase down guests and, you know, find people and that kind of thing. We don't run a guest show. If he wants to call in, he's welcome to call in and talk about anything he wants to talk about.
And I don't want to get somebody on to promote another book. I mean, it's just, there's too much of that going on. Really, the whole tax thing...
Tax talk, somebody does tax talk out there, and it isn't that listened to of a show.
Yeah, I personally am getting tired of all the tax issues, because it really, it all boils down to the same thing, time and time again. It doesn't matter what the law says. The law's been interpreted in different ways by different Supreme Courts, and it doesn't matter what it says. What matters is who's got the force behind them. And right now, the federal government has the force. They've got the guns. They're not afraid to use them. Are they going to use them on Ed Brown? Only time will tell. We've yet to see what's going to happen in that particular case. That could change the face of everything, depending on what decisions end up being made there. And will it all matter anyway when people come here to New Hampshire and make a stand for freedom and liberty? I don't think it will anymore. I think if enough people come to New Hampshire and say "screw you" to the federal government, then there's nothing they can do about it. Once the anti-tax mentality reaches critical mass, then no law is going to matter anymore. How do you feel about that, Owen? Thanks for the call.
Law mattering. That's what we already have.
We already have
a government that doesn't care what the law says.
Right, and I don't care what the law says either.
It ends up as fascism.
Right.
We end up with a fascist police state.
Right, and somebody's going to have to oppose that fascist police state at some point.
That's why we're all supposed to be armed. We're all supposed to be able to rise up and tell them to put the government back down where it belongs.
Exactly right, which
that's
is why
we're
I have
all
an AK upstairs. Exactly right, Owen. Thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Because I've had enough of it. I've had enough of the debate as to whether or not taxes are legal or not. I've had enough of the hair splitting. Really, because that's really what it is, right? It's hair splitting over, well, who wrote what and what law where and whose 16th Amendment was passed by who, ratified where, whoever, whatever, Supreme Court, blah, 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 blah. I don't care! Taxes are slavery. And I refuse to be a slave. You want to throw me in the clink because of it? That'll just prove that you think we're slaves. And that's fine. Because you want to throw me in a clink, you want to throw Julia in the clink, you want to throw, because I know she's been talking about stopping paying taxes recently.
It's difficult when you work for somebody, isn't it, Julia?
It is, but apparently there's a way to sort of get around it.
How's that?
Well, as I understand it, if you file exempt and just let your employer know that your accountant handles your taxes, you're supposed to pay at the end of the year, but I just wouldn't pay.
The employer assumes you pay at the end of the
year. Right, then it's no longer the employer's responsibility, so-called, to collect those taxes.
And why would it be? Why should the employer have to do that work of collecting taxes for the government?
They shouldn't.
I mean, if I open a business, so now I have to do work for the federal government? Wait a minute, I'm opening my business. This doesn't have anything to do with the federal government.
So... again, the issue of taxes has more to do with the courage of the American people than anything else. And right now, you've got two people sitting in this room who are going to have the courage to not pay, and one person who is going to continue paying like a good little citizen.
Well,
isn't that right, Mark?
I'm probably going to continue to pay, yeah.
Because you're afraid of being thrown in a clink.
Yep, don't want to go to jail.
That's true. You've been there once before.
Yeah, it stinks. It's a bad place to be.
And I don't want to go to jail either, but at the same time, I don't want to be a slave. And I do a radio show for a living, and you bring me checks, Mark, for these advertisers that want to come on the air. It's nobody's business but ours who is advertising on Free Talk Live. I'm not going to report any of this information to any other body of bureaucrats. It's none of their business.
They sure want to know.
Well, they can go screw off, as far as I'm concerned. Who the hell are they? Who are they?
They apparently
they're
are
a bunch
betters.
Of strangers. No, they're not our betters.
They apparently
they're
are.
They're people, and their S stinks too, Mark.
Yeah, I agree.
And I refuse to acknowledge that they are somehow better than I am. And by paying taxes and being their little bitch, that would be acknowledging that, wouldn't it?
It looks that way.
Yeah, well, I'm not acknowledging that, and they can go screw off as far as I'm concerned. Screw them and screw all their taxes and their stupid rules.
If a bunch of people felt like you did and did like you did,
yeah,
there wouldn't be any taxes.
Well, that's right. That's why a bunch of people need to come to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, and they need to find the courage that you have yet to find, Mark.
They need to find
that courage.
Put up a poll or whatever, and you know, you get 10,000 people here in New Hampshire that say they'll do it, I'm with them.
10,000 people, that's all you want?
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
That's a reasonable number, considering 20,000 is the number of people that are going to come here as part of the Free State Project. So does that mean that once the Free State Project has completed, that you will stop paying taxes? Like, if let's say we just get to the 20,000.
No, why would I do that? I mean, those people haven't said that they would stop paying taxes.
Oh,
they just moved to the Free State Project.
I see what you mean. Isn't it possible that maybe those people are waiting for someone like you to stand up and say...
All I'll say is that I'll sign a petition that says that I'll do it as soon as they do. I've been thinking about going with the We the People thing. I like the way they do it.
The We the People, the organization,
yeah,
saying essentially...
Basically,
that
we're willing to pay our taxes as soon as you answer some questions.
Yeah, that is an appropriate approach, and I think maybe you should talk to Bob Schultz about that at the upcoming Liberty Forum. Maybe
I will talk to him about it. I have, I have some questions, but I've made a promise to my wife too that I'm not going to. I mean, we file together. We are, you know, our money's together and all that.
I see. It's the wife thing. That's really what the problem is.
I made a promise to her that I would not get myself thrown in jail over taxes.
1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You can take control of the airwaves. And since we're talking about it, if you've had experience at not paying, and have they come after you, if you want to share your story at 800-259-9231, you're welcome to do that. Still on the way, the disappointing results, the end of the story, at least so it seems, in Boston with the Aqua Teen Hunger Force signage, the dangerous bomb threats. What happened as a result of all that? Well, we'll find out. Somebody has stepped down from their position in Turner Broadcasting. It's really disappointing, and we'll share that with you on the way. 800-259-9231, not the best of cells, but it's certainly an interesting story. More on the way. It is Free Talk Live. Hour 2 is coming up.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.